Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Before we get started with today's podcast, I just want to take a second to plug Manscaped. All right, guys, the spring is coming and you need to go ahead and spring up and get your penis in order. All right, you need to go ahead and shave that down. All right, make sure you get the sweat off of you, get nice and trimmed and clean, because when the sun hits, you want to be ready. All right, use our code DORM20 for 20% off. All right, you got the new blades, you got the new everything. All right, so make sure you get your Manscaped. All right, manscaped.com, DORM 20% off. You're gonna feel real fresh. They got ball deodorant. They got razors, they got lotions, they got paper for you to, like, stand over so you can shave and not make a mess. It's pretty much everything you need, all right? So make sure you get that. Manscaped.com, DORM20 is the code. And also, please do not forget, if you listen to this, we have a YouTube channel. Subscribe, youtube.com/comedytraphouse, so you can see all of the videos. So make sure you subscribe. So make sure y'all subscribe to the Trap House, and also Boss Talk Patreon, and let's go do that. All right, y'all. Peace.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House.
Look at this shit, man. That shit cold. They're gonna be thirsty as hell.
Welcome to the Comedy Trap House. Welcome to the Comedy
Trap House. Yo, 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 yo. Welcome, everybody, back to another episode of The Comedy Trap House. I am your host, Rome Green Jr. In the building with me, I got Emmanuel.
Yo, yo.
I got Cam.
We got one of my favorite content creators.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, y'all. We got a special guest in the building today.
What's up with y'all
fuck
niggas?
You know. Yes. So with y'all fuck niggas.
That's how I open my podcast up.
You got to call him the MVP, the most vloggable person.
The most vloggable person. You know what I'm saying? You might have seen his beard before you seen him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how I usually go. Niggas find like, y'all saw the beard. And then
you're coming around the corner. You just a beard.
Just a beard rolling around the corner. We got J. Rich is in the building, man. What's going on, man?
For y'all.
For y'all entertainment. Yo, what's funny is in your iPhone, you can when you add somebody or you change your ID, you can change the name and stuff like that. And so I updated your name. I didn't want to do that because in my phone, you always been Jay Richards. So as soon as I updated it, it said Jermaine Richards. And I said, that shit sound like somebody from The Temptations.
I was just watching The Five Heartbeats The Five Heartbeats? You never heard of Five Heartbeats?
Robert Townsend movie when they did like music group.
It's pretty much The Temptations.
But it's fake.
Mm-hmm.
It's
but a fake group.
R&B group.
Yeah, and it came out around the same time. And one of the dudes from The Temptations is in The Five Heartbeats.
That's the
point. His name is Jermaine Richards?
Nah.
The but, dude that looked like you danced.
Oh, okay.
You
cool.
danced?
Yeah, no, I don't dance.
Yeah.
I was traumatized. I was like super shy as a kid, and my brothers and sisters would dance, and my dad would have like dance competitions.
And I was just like you really just, uncomfortable. God, that was crying so away much. And shit. Niggas were getting at me.
JB in the club with his laptop. he be editing.
Yo, that's real, nigga.
I was the total opposite. I was always dancing.
You were always dancing. I'd be in the club just against the wall, nigga. I didn't even know I'm in the club. I walk up in the club just ready to leave before I even get there.
Dog, you feel some way about this.
Yeah, no. So, yeah,
like
no,
I just threw that away as a joke, and he gave me the life story. Yeah, he was like, "Yo, honestly, since I was a kid,
that's just traumatized."
That's just traumatized. Yeah. I don't fuck with dancing.
That's hilarious.
Real, he real. Never seen what's that movie? Stump the Yard.
Nah, what's that?
What's that? I don't know. I ain't never stumped the yard before. Real quick before we go on the Magnus potato diet. Early one morning, I was leaving the gym, and I stopped by my homegirl house. I'm waiting outside for her to come down, and all of a sudden, I see this tall, bearded thing coming out of a building. This here in L.A.
Thing.
Yeah, this here in L.A.
You
this
saw about, the beard get out the
this
way.
This was about 2 months ago, but something random, not thinking about it. And I said, is that Jay? So I called him, and I see him look at his phone. He's like, hello? I was like, hey, I'll see you, dog. He's like, he was kind of nervous, but he was like, oh, no, what?
You said some shit like, what you doing getting out of cars?
Yeah, like, he was like,
what? I just got out of the car.
I was like, yo, I'm over here. It was so random. I was just not expecting to see you.
So, like,
there.
What were y'all doing?
Well, I was just seeing him in North Hollywood. He was at his girl house.
Tell me exactly what you did. Oh, you were at your girl house.
Relax, but I almost didn't answer. I thought, like, how awkward would that be if he just saw me just.
Right.
No,
that
would have
been the great.
I was thinking about it with a girl. Remember, we was going to the theater and you called that girl.
Oh yeah.
And she didn't answer. She looked at it and then.
Oh, you watched her not answer?
Yeah, I watched her not answer. Yeah,
that's
done.
Hilarious.
She done. Well, I'm done. My insecurity.
I was actually in a rush. I was about to be like, all right, I'll call this nigga when I get home.
But see, what's the problem with that though? What if she like, all right, I'll call this nigga back and you?
Oh no, that's fine.
But you're not gonna see her say that. She's just thinking in her head.
But then she lie.
I can't remember.
It was something that she lied.
That's different.
We was at a screening, huh?
Yeah, we walked to the screen.
Yeah.
And she was like,
you got fucked.
Yeah.
You got fucked over.
Yeah, whatever. It is what it is. So how's your potato diet rolling?
Bro.
Man, you've been eating potatoes for the last week.
So, for the last
just strictly potatoes?
Yeah. For the last week, I've been eating strictly potatoes.
Yeah.
It's just the thing. I have a girlfriend. She's healthy. I'm healthy.
She on the potato diet too.
You know how it goes,
you know,
man.
How the game go.
But so now we started this potato diet. It's supposed to be healthy. It's supposed to be good for weight loss, all this type of stuff. And the thing too is like, there's no frying. There's no. It's just boiled plate.
Just bite into it. Okay.
Yeah.
Boiled plate. Yeah. That's it. Ain't no salt, pepper, nothing. Yeah. Just. It was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough. It didn't get in the middle
y'all
part.
Like
it didn't get too
war.
Bad.
Y'all at war.
1400
like in a bunker.
It's World War III in there.
So we eating these bland ass potatoes for the last week, and it didn't start really getting hard until the end of the week.
Yeah.
Where I was just kind of like, yo. I just want some ketchup or something
I just
to go on this.
I never heard
God
say, I just want some ketchup.
Like, it's funny how little you want when you take
everything
away. You know what I'm saying? You just want so little. Like, I just want
ketchup.
A little, a dab of ketchup on this bitch.
Well,
like
she told salt. You, this is punishment for Valentine's Day.
What happened Valentine's
the
Day?
Only reason I wouldn't
he
believe it, I'd be like,
bit.
Yo, why you putting yourself through it, too?
Yeah. So she could cover it up. She really saw it when you gone.
I need
so
to
now,
her. That's a psychopath. I'm going to go through this pain with
how
him.
How do you feel?
I feel
like a potato, nigga.
Like a potato ass nigga.
We going to pop his eyes out like a potato ass.
Hey, I was rearranging titties.
That beard strap on.
Well, let me get it, man.
let me get it.
Try grow
that. Let me get that real quick. But you feel like you can, so you
I
off
feel
of
good.
It now.
I lost 6 pounds.
Okay,
just on just a week of eating that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, it was cool. I think honestly, that's something you could do with anything. You could eliminate everything and just eat one thing. They got the carnivore diet. They got different things like the vegan one. Even I mean,
wait,
in
so
a way,
is it over now?
It's over.
Okay.
So what's the first thing you?
Oh, nigga, at midnight.
At midnight.
You ate that chicken?
Don't tell me you ate that nigga. Midnight. I ate a goddamn fried chicken.
Fried chicken at midnight.
So we got to go into that then.
Okay.
Is that just the feed
YouTube
the
Black?
No, I took a to-go plate, but they'll tell you where you got it from.
YouTube Black dinner was on Thursday.
Yeah.
He couldn't eat nothing. He on potato diet. So this man grabbed like 5 pieces of the chicken that was on the table, took it to go place, said, this is what I'm going to eat okay, when I get cool, off my cool, diet. Cool. And you did it.
You did it.
I did that shit, man.
You did
I
it.
I did that shit. Last night, I warmed up the food and took it back home. And I.
So
and
you
I,
gained all those pounds back overnight.
Probably.
And here's the thing. This chicken came with a congratulatory entry.
Right.
We were at this dinner. And so they got the menu. They brought out some, they had grouper fish on there first. Have you had grouper before?
Nah.
I came close and I said,
I'm cool with
that. You came close to it?
That's my favorite.
You know, I was in Bali and then they took us to the tanks to choose what we wanted to eat. And they said, it was a grouper fish. And it was looking funny. I'm just like,
what type of fish do you usually eat?
Snapper and shit like that. And salmon. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
regular shit.
Just regular fish. Just text me fish.
Shit I've seen in the grocery store since I was a kid, my nigga. I need that.
I just go by the textbook fish. Right.
That nigga tired of groups. He don't do nothing in groups no more. You see, he by himself. No more groups.
Just deleted the Groupon app.
But she was smacking them.
It was good. So the grouper came out first. Then on the menu, next up was chicken. So everybody is waiting except me and Cam because we can't eat the chicken. Right. So we just sitting there chilling. Then all of a sudden, he comes out in one of them Game of Thrones plates with a bunch of chicken. Everybody goes, yeah! It's like when Captain America grabbed the hammer and Marvel.
Yeah, let's go.
They started cheering his name. Was it Connor?
Connor. No, I asked him. I was like, yo, what's your name, bro? He said, he was just like, little man. He said, Connor. Connor!
This white dude probably like, these black dudes is wild out here. Our table was turned.
And you know the funny thing?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even think anybody heard this.
Yeah,
but as soon as I asked, hey, what's your name? He said, Connor. And we started saying, Connor.
Yeah.
After the first Connor, the dude said, please don't.
No, I heard. He said, y'all,
come on,
please don't.
He said, y'all, please don't. And then we just kept going.
You know where you at?
I was like, black people just ignorant. Everybody was drunk. But,
we were turned up at that
time. Yeah, but and people started dapping. The chicken came out like he bringing a plate.
Everybody celebrating. Hell yeah.
I was like, no, they dapping over chicken. It was the funniest thing.
You didn't get an invite to that?
Nah, I'm only half black, so it's
okay.
Gotcha. Sometimes I get an invite.
And what about the last?
You gotta wait for YouTube mix.
No, you gotta wait for YouTube tan. YouTube beige.
What about the last event though? The one in Atlanta.
Nah, we got invited 2 years in a row, so.
Okay.
And they let us know that we gotta invite more niggas.
We should. We probably
y'all been to every single one though, so that don't make sense.
They better not invite. I'm gonna call up.
Hey,
I'm still black.
Don't talk about this too loud. You know, you got people watching. They're gonna be like, okay, these niggas gonna talk shit, huh?
I ain't talking shit.
But the one thing I want to talk about. So they had a drink menu, and I was going in there looking for tequila, but they didn't have it. So my other choice is whiskey. So we started drinking. Now in total, I had 5 drinks.
Me too.
5 drinks in total. But this is what I want to say. Water is GOAT. Water is forever GOAT.
I wish I had some water right now.
Let's go. You want water? We can get
no, what's funny? We told we, wrong. We were like, before you leave, make sure Jay got
it. I asked about it.
So what's up with that?
It's coming out. Cool.
It's absolutely wrong.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. But yeah, water is GOAT. So in between my second and my fifth drink, I had a full glass of water.
Right.
And I felt great the next day. Like, I got up at 6 a.m. and went on, did my thing, and I was like, this is why people say drink water in between, because it was the first time I actually consciously was like, all right, let me drink water in between.
I've been on that shit, saved my life.
No, even if you don't drink in between, I've done this while we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
While going hard.
That's what I do.
Before I go to bed.
That's all you need.
I down 4 bottles of water. And I promise you, no hangover.
Yeah. No, Vegas
you,
is
you won't wake up with a hangover.
It's either you drink alcohol or water. Nothing else. No.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
No juice. Ain't no, yeah,
I don't need all that. I can't handle mixed drinks no more.
No.
I can't handle orange.
No orange. Not in Vegas. None of that.
No crack. No crack.
When you ate breakfast, you drinking. When you ate breakfast.
Water or alcohol. That's it. But I didn't do that, and I threw up the next day. I was hungover.
You threw? I didn't know you threw up.
That's the only way I feel better when I'm hungover.
Shit.
Only way.
Yeah. No. We was in there drunk. And then also, it was like, they had tap dancers in there, right? And granted,
YouTube,
Yeah, YouTube they had tap dancing in there. I ain't gonna lie, I haven't seen tap dancing in live.
Not in real life, nigga.
Yeah, not in real life. No, that's what I haven't seen tap dancing.
Last time I seen it was on the Cosby Show.
I ain't seen tap dancing. They started tap dancing, and I'm just looking at it, and I was like, yo, this is an amazing thing, because I don't even know, like, I don't know what they, like, what, how you count the steps and nothing like that, but it was just, it was on point, though. Yeah, no, it was doing great.
Here's the thing. I think anyone that becomes a tap dancer, they have patient parents. Because imagine all that noise they got to go through to learn. Oh,
man, I'm crushing dreams. Yeah, I'm crushing dreams. Yeah. Fuck that, yo.
My mom always say, turn on the radio. I got a headache, this and that. I can never be a tap dancer.
Yeah, no. They clank. You know, in black homes, you can't scratch up no floor.
You can't be in an apartment. Yeah. You can't be a tap dancer in an apartment because the person below you going to be like, yo, shut up.
Here's my thing. Like, all the tap dancers.
Go in the parking lot.
You see a kid in the middle of the parking lot.
Oh, yeah. Get the fuck out of the way.
No, imagine walking in there. You just hear foots.
Right.
Like someone follow you. Is a horse in here?
If a dude tap dance while he having sex, is he tapping that ass?
All right.
He has all day. We go like, fuck this nigga. All right. Rome, you out the group.
You got to go fuck.
You out the group, Rome.
Jay, we replace you with Jay.
Yeah, Jay, come here. Hilarious. But, here's the thing, just to be honest, you know, there were three girls tap dancing,
beautiful women.
And they're beautiful women.
Damn, where are you going?
You know, one of them had ass, at least, right? At least one of them
had ass.
And the reason I'm saying that, I don't know, she could have lost it by the time
we've
seen her.
So,
you know what I'm saying?
She like avocado. She had it.
She like avocado?
Has.
That's for the people that eat avocado. That's an avocado
ass
joke.
Spoils?
Yeah.
Has. Ass avocado.
Ass.
Go ahead. That's avocado.
What's this podcast about? Everything.
California joke.
Anyway. So I'm saying, like, you know, and I think the reason I noticed so much is because the outfits they had on.
Yeah.
It was, you know, skin tight, you know, all black.
Jeans.
Yeah.
You're not going to see
it. It was jeans.
But this is what I'm saying.
So I was drunk.
Have you ever seen...
He was.
Have you ever seen a tap dancer with baggy clothes on? Because I think
we haven't seen tap dancers.
Yeah,
since
I ain't seen tap dancing in real life.
In the Cosby Show, did they have baggy clothes on?
I don't think so.
It was Gregory Hines. I think they had some baggy slacks.
Gregory Hines better not been showing that ass. He better not have been showing that ass. Oh my God! But it was a fun event overall.
That's funny.
Man.
That's fun. You know what? We talked about this before. I think with our other homeboy. How tall are you?
6'5" or something. I stopped counting around like 6'2". You feel me? I'm just like, bro, I'm tall. Nigga.
On his license, that should just say tall.
Yeah,
man.
Just tall. You can't tap dance. Not that you don't have the skills to, but like would look wild with you tap dance.
That's a part of the reason I don't dance.
Cause you're too
big. Every time I make a movement, everybody looking up. I'll be in a restaurant standing up.
Yeah, you're Dougie and hit a light. Like, you can't.
I feel like you need a higher insurance policy.
That's true, though. We do say it's a height limit to certain dances. Yeah. Certain dances you can't do at a certain height.
Yeah, yeah. You got a two-step in you. I think that's about it.
If that.
If that.
Even that's kind of risky.
Except if you in the D.C. club. Me and Rome went to a party one time in D.C.
Oh, yeah.
It was just nothing but tall niggas.
Yeah, everybody was 6'5".
I'm talking about the women, too. Everybody,
yeah.
Everybody was looking up at, like, what the fuck?
I was like, it was an Avatar set.
What's going on?
Everybody.
You can't holler at no women. Like, in that environment where you the shortest nigga, it's kind of hard. Yeah. I kind of felt like what it's like to be real
It was intimidating.
Short, you know what I'm saying? It
was kind of. What's that like? Because
being
short?
Like,
I'm not short.
I don't say I'm short. You know, I'm
we cool.
I'm cool.
Yeah, I'm cool.
I'm cool.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm good.
And don't be coming to this podcast intimidating me.
You right. You 5'11". You right there.
Yeah, you know. That's what most people tell me. Yeah. Oh, you right there.
You close.
You almost made it.
Ever since I was in high school, man, I want to be tall. You right there.
But you also can't do nothing wild because you stand out too much. So you can't, like.
Yeah, there's too many eyes on me.
Do you feel like that had an effect on your personality, being tall?
Yeah.
It did?
Yeah.
Like do you feel like you're more chill? You kind of reserved because you kind of stand out off top?
Since kindergarten, nigga.
You've been 6'5" since kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yo, imagine seeing this big ass dude in a kindergarten class. Oh my God.
Bro, I definitely didn't fit in. I look at all the photos on my nigga. I look like I was in college, nigga. Yeah,
dog.
Beard and shit.
It'll creep me out seeing him cry, like, in kindergarten. All right. Go to bed.
I remember the day my dad told me he couldn't carry me no more. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm
That's a funny conversation, you son. I want to let you know. Look. Carrying you is done. It's over for
what age? I started that? Carrying what? Him, nigga.
Like, I can't pick up myself,
I can't,
son.
I can't do that.
What age was that? Do you remember?
Nigga, you I was probably 13? Like four or some shit. Nigga.
God damn.
Four.
I started hearing my dad struggling. I'm like, nah, okay.
Back started hurting.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Oh, anytime fuck. You got to grunt before you grab your kid, like, that's
yeah,
it,
exactly.
Man.
I'm like, that's on another funny. Note, I'm noticing I'm at the age where I'm grunting when I get up and shit.
Yeah.
Bro, it's getting there.
Wait,
yeah.
How old are you? 27?
I just turned 27.
Oh, yeah.
We just I just got out of the car. I was like, nigga, I'm there.
Yeah.
I'm hurting. A whole song about that on Room Noise.
I don't even use my muscles to sit down anymore. Like, I literally just fall down on the couch, anything.
That's why I don't like driving cars.
I crash.
You just flop everywhere.
Flop. I just flop. Like, using muscles to squat.
It takes time.
To squat, to sit even.
Yeah.
This is pointless.
Yeah, no.
Unless I'm working out, I'm just going to flop.
Because you don't want to strain nothing.
No.
I'm at the age where I don't need to be straining.
Yeah. No, I just don't even want to try.
Yeah. I'll just give I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck. Came here and almost broke this chair.
I'm at the age I make plans around my knees. Duh. Depends on my knee feel
that's
this
real.
Day. And my knee acting
that's
up
funny.
Like,
yeah,
can't
yeah,
do
yeah.
it.
That's I remember when we did before we went to VidCon. I remember Cam was like, I'm definitely gonna play in the basketball game. But he was like, it's all depending on my knee. Like, it all depend on what by time
my
I get there.
Yeah.
Definitely gonna wear my knee brace.
That's real shit. So I want to talk about fist bumping because it made me think. So we got coronavirus and everything going around. Mm-hmm. And then so I looked up like where did the fist bump originate, right? And it says the modern gesture may have modern gesture may have arisen spontaneously on city basketball courts, of course, and was popularized by basketball player Fred Carter in the 1970s.
They got a name?
Wait. Was that Samuel L. Jackson's character?
Coach Carter?
Coach Carter?
Maybe.
Did we just find out?
Maybe. So I was like.
And why do you have an iPad?
I've been had this iPad. You seen it?
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. I've had it here.
What's the point of having a phone and an iPad?
Because.
So he ain't got to carry a laptop.
Yeah, just for my.
Why can't you just use the phone?
But here's the thing.
So you don't gotta carry the
you live with me. I've been had this. You've seen it here. You've seen it at the house.
Maybe I've seen it once.
You've seen it plenty of times.
But now it's noticeable.
I've used it to answer questions.
Bro, you change it, man. Go ahead. Get back to this.
So
my
anyway.
Dad be like, where'd you get that? Nigga, you bought it from me.
But it took me on this wormhole of fist bumps. And I just went down watching. I watched different people trying to fist bump.
Trying
hard. Some people don't know how. Like they get awkward.
What you mean?
Like
I've seen it.
I've seen it too. To be honest, you've seen it.
The bump wasn't good. Like
it's been bad bumps in my life.
It's been.
I've seen bad bumps.
Handshakes, yeah, but you can't mess up a bump.
Yeah, no. Sometimes the bump be on the like the pinky with on the knuckle. And it's
but
like,
some people's just so awkward.
It's very awkward.
We had a great guy that we worked with at Comedy Central. His name Jordy Elner.
Yeah, my man Jordy.
My man Jordy is a great guy.
I'm talking him up because you about to bring him down.
Redhead, right? What Jordy?
Redhead.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Great guy.
Former comedian. My God,
he
so awkward when it came to dapping up. And he started developing a sense where he comes at you, he just goes straight in.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be 5 feet away, just he'll come to you like this. Because he ain't trying to try nothing crazy outside of that.
And it's not just white people. I've had awkward daps with Indian people.
No.
With Asian people. Everybody.
People.
Black people, too.
Black people as well.
Okay. Yo, like, 2 days ago, I was talking about it with my homie here. I hate when I meet people for the first time and they're doing some advanced handshake. Like, we're not on the same page. I feel like we need
for the
a universal.
First time, like,
yeah, it don't be the bring in and then the double, the
yeah,
two part
yeah, yeah,
with the
yeah,
this
yeah.
and then the that. Right. And,
yeah, we need a community meeting on daps because everybody's having different. Some people stop you and when that feel, you know, they stop you
that.
With the dap.
I'm a come in and then I hate when I get stopped.
When you get stopped
with the shoulder with the,
you
know,
with the elbow.
I'm gonna dap you like this and like.
Right what is
it's
this?
Like,
the invisible wall.
Yeah.
No, don't do the invisible wall. You can't do that.
Yeah,
what
are
you talking about? Come in.
Okay, cool. And you're like,
that far?
Yeah, oh, yeah. No,
hold on.
That's disrespectful.
Come in. Hold on.
I never got that.
Invisible wall.
No, Hold on.
I got it at the YouTube corner.
But look how far your arm is extended. God damn.
Yeah, some people do that. Yeah. Invisible
what
style.
What is the point of dapping up? Just
you gotta,
be like, hey, how you
and
doing?
You gotta meet eye contact at least 5 to 10 steps away as y'all figure out what you about to do. Mm-hmm. It's like, all right, dude, he look like he about to go. He going up. If he going up,
but man, what is that?
No, I'm saying like going up and then meeting. Are we doing this? Like, did he just eat?
I always try to get in that thumb area.
With the thumb web.
So okay, with the good. In. Yeah.
Right.
That feels strong. It feels committed.
See, there's a snap after. What's that about?
Oh, yeah. Well, you don't do the snap.
That's a rapport.
But see, our handshake is. So I'm
yeah, like seven, that's a seven-part handshake.
But we got that rapport. I would never do that with someone outside the group.
Yeah. But it made me just realize, like, the only reason the fist bump came about is because people didn't want to get sick. So Fred didn't want to get sick. I think he was on the court. Niggas are sweating, going on. They doing all types of coughing and carrying on. And somebody went to dap him at the game. Yo, good game. He was like.
Right.
There's nothing worse than a sweaty palm. I hate that. Oh, my God.
What year was
palms?
That?
1970.
Maybe that's when the first flu started popping.
Damn. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then
yeah.
on basketball, oh, you heard about that shit in the newspapers?
You know, people, people throwing up out their ass.
You know,
out there.
Hell nah. You know who we should ask about this? Who? Dapper Dan. Even though I know it got Dapper something to do with fashion, but that part may have something to do with physical.
Maybe. Damn. I think from there, I think some dudes on the court, they seen him, they was like, What's that? And then this started the whole movement.
Imagine receiving the first fist bump, though.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What is
you don't know what's going
on. It's almost.
It's probably disrespectful.
What's that art pain when they touch your fingers?
Oh, it's.
need to do one with black people. Lay it out.
Yo,
with durags, black people.
Yeah,
that would be a hilarious painting, dog. That would be hilarious.
Yo Hannah, you be out here giving daps?
Have you ever got daps?
I'm too white. Ah!
Just all handshakes.
All handshakes. Straightforward.
Hannah's from Kansas. Kansas City.
But I was just like, it was just funny. It just made me think about because the corona was going on. I was like, that's where the daps came from. They didn't want to get sick, so everybody started dapping.
I seen the meme that's going around them kind of come and do a shake. They doing the foot
with
taps.
The foot,
you know,
like, yeah.
Say, what's up?
Like, all right, dog.
I like that. I'm into the chin flick. Just straight.
I thought you meant you was flicking niggas' chin.
I'm gonna say he gave the hardest chin flick too. I'm like, God,
what
are
you
doing?
But it's almost like you jumping.
Okay, that's one thing black people got down. When we see black people, we do up.
Yeah,
white person,
they go down.
Black people go down too.
Some black people go down.
Yeah, what's up?
I'm up first.
You up first?
Yeah.
I think that's universal right there.
But it means so much, especially when you see an older black gentleman, like, and you out and you see.
No, it means so much if, like, y'all the only black people at this venue, y'all make contact.
Yeah.
That means if anything pop off, you know what's up.
But like, niggas do that at the wrong time.
They
too.
Do.
Like, I'll
they
be
do.
In the grocery store pushing a cart, like, and a brother walk past me, an older guy. It's always nothing. They feel it the most.
They do.
When they
see
a young brother walking by, they see it. So, you know, you see him.
Look at that strong young brother buying oranges and shit.
And then me, I'm just like, all right, man, let's try and get some oranges, man. Come on, man, with this shit. This is making it the
thing. With this empowerment right now?
I'm in the grocery store.
I'm trying to get some bananas. I'm trying to eat some potatoes.
30 years from now, you're going to understand that.
Because somebody, you're going to do it, and he ain't going to do it back. You're like, what's wrong with these young motherfuckers out here? I don't want to give no
shit.
But
listen to that whoopity-wops.
That leads us to this corona situation. That's why I wanted to talk about it.
How much have you been keeping up with it?
Yeah, Twitter a little bit. Just scroll past.
Enough not to die.
Yeah, right.
Nothing know what to do.
So it's like, you know, I think there's a lot of shit going on, a lot of misinformation, if you will.
Is it water time?
I think it's over.
Grab your water real quick.
Everybody grab the water.
Right, quick water break.
Water break, y'all. All right, cool, cool.
You know, I think the worldwide, or just in China alone, it's up to like 800,000, I believe, in total coronavirus. I forgot what it is worldwide. Maybe that's worldwide. Don't have
and that's just some.
That's just some.
No, of the people in China.
Oh, for sure. They don't have. That's a half a percent of the people in China. You know, so a lot of people are speculating where is this coming from. Cases in the U.S. now are popping up. The first two deaths happened now in the U.S.
Also, they did.
Yeah, they did two deaths happened in the U.S. Trump came out with a terrible speech this weekend saying that. I mean, terrible not just what he's saying, because he's basically saying don't worry about it. But he's like, if you're healthy, don't worry about it. You'll be all right. You'll be fine. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about your family members and your friends.
That same thing they said about the Titanic.
Right, right, exactly.
No, we good.
We know we good.
It's just a little water in the boat. So.
Right.
If you're on the top,
then you're good. straight.
If you got sore muscles, it's going to be good for
it's
you.
It's going to be good for you. It's cold water.
If you with the band, you'll be straight.
Yeah, yeah.
But so now internet takes over, of course, and the first rumors started coming up that, coronavirus possibly comes from the Corona beer.
There was a
study out, or what's it called? A survey that came out that said 38% of Americans believe Corona beer could have something to do with the coronavirus. So now they're getting pressure.
You better be glad you're from Toronto. You're from Canada.
They put out an advertisement for their new drinks. They have like seltzer Corona or something that comes in a bottle. And they had it on the beach and it said Corona coming to shore this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And people start saying, I think it's too soon to be putting up a post like this right now. And people start going on.
On the beer.
And then the president, I mean, the president, CEO of the company had to come out and say, like, yo, you know, we're standing by the name. We're not changing the name.
Never thought I'd have to say this, but.
Right, I know. We're not going to change
our
brand.
I've been had Corona.
Right.
Just because it's called coronavirus doesn't mean it's in the beer. Like,
did you see how experts were perplexed by how it's not spreading in Africa?
Yeah, are they perplexed? Perplexed?
Yeah, they like
or just a little perplexed.
I think they're jealous.
They're jealous.
It seems like it. From the articles, they're like, why isn't it spreading in Africa? Because it's only been like maybe two, or maybe even.
I see someone tweet, it's finally reached Africa.
Yeah,
I'm saying I think it may be only like two people.
Finally.
Like,
yes!
Like it came on a shipment.
Like what?
Like they wanted to hit Africa.
Yeah, I don't. That's been, you know, there was a rumor going around least that it doesn't affect black people. That was the big thing. And,
so
and
it's
I don't know if there's been any black cases. I don't even know if that means in Africa because there were two cases in Africa, but I think they might have been tourists. You know what I'm saying? Mm. But I don't know if any black people.
So if you've had a corona in your life, maybe this disease has just been laying dormant for all these years.
Well, I definitely got it.
So it's just popping up now.
But hopefully the lime I put in it.
That's what I'm saying. You know what?
You always had to put a lime.
If you put a lime, I think you're good.
If you drunk it straight, then you fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. People used to put that grenadine or whatever, that little red. Some people put, I think it's called grenadine.
I've heard of that. That shit sounds so old.
Yeah, like I don't know
grenadine?
What
it sounds like a woman
name. Yeah, grenadine.
Some ointment.
Some of that grenadine.
Grenadine right there. But people stupid, like, this man got to come out and talk about his product. Like, man, this ain't causing no virus.
I'm just saying. But if it did cause a virus, what flavor would you want to get the virus off of?
Well, probably Corona Light.
What Corona flavor?
Probably Corona Light. I want a light virus.
You want a Corona Light?
Yeah,
I'm going with the light.
Yeah, that's.
You know, I do like strawberry.
They don't have strawberry beer.
What?
Where you seen that at?
No, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just talking shit. But
okay.
If you had a strawberry Corona, that's probably why you got Corona.
Yeah. You got that. You getting that fake Chinese Corona.
Blood. That was some blood. Drops of blood in there.
Oh, right. That's disgusting.
But this shit is interesting, man. It's causing a lot of panic. And here's the crazy thing. I like to watch the money, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, what companies is this affecting? Obviously, I looked up Corona's. Their stock hasn't fell.
All the stock market has fell as of right now.
Yeah, a lot of it's dropping because of the fears. But just looking at exactly where the money going. So the mask.
Yeah.
You know,
through the roof.
Yeah.
Like, so they cost $15 a week ago to get the mask. Why? It's up to $60 now.
Shit. No, I ordered some online and most of it was sold out, but I got mine for like 14 for like a 12.
But what did you get? You just got a surgical mask?
No, I think I got a little more with a little.
I forget.
Yeah, the ones I really wanted was sold out.
Where are you wearing this at?
Around you.
Except for now, except for the podcast. Yeah.
Ain't nobody trying to catch that Corona Rome.
No, you gotta make sure you got the right mask. Those niggas out here in painter's masks and shit, man. That's not doing shit.
Right, right.
And I heard the mask don't work
if
you got a beard because it's not snug on your face. It's not like
perfectly sealed, because then
it's so you gotta cut your beard.
With them fucking, yeah.
I'm going down with
yeah, we're going out. We're going out. Me and Jay going out with it.
This is my life.
No, but really, why you ordered it for when you go out? Or
because my parents been calling me every day. This is good, so I'm like, all right. Let me just
get answer with a mask on. Yeah,
because you know they watch the news 24 hours. All right, let me stop the noise.
But it's funny, like if it does come. Like, how do you react? Here. It is here.
Yeah.
And if it was to be, but if you look at the numbers, right, it's only like 2% death rate.
Okay.
Right? Out of everybody. They said, so 98% of people are surviving the coronavirus.
Yeah.
You know,
I feel like I bodied that too.
Huh?
I feel like I bodied that.
I feel like I bodied that.
I beat worse. I had pneumonia one time.
That's nothing.
Coronavirus would be like, God damn, it takes a long time to get up this nigga's body.
You know who probably like, I beat that? Magic Johnson.
He doesn't fear any disease.
He's like, man, bring that on.
Nothing scares him. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know the symptoms. Like, is it flu symptoms? Like,
yeah,
it's flu-like symptoms. It starts cough, and then it happens for the most part is your respiratory system, your lungs and your chest.
They say it only spreads through sneeze and coughs if you're in close proximity. Or if it gets on something, it could last for a couple days. That's why they say wash your hands.
And not only the breathing thing, though, it could get in you through your eyes.
I was about to say that. Don't be looking at it.
Don't be looking at it.
Now y'all see why I've been scared of sneezes for so much.
Oh yeah,
so
no, sneezes
y'all used to be make
terrible.
Fun of me for it.
Y'all niggas were never scared of sneezes.
No, always scared.
I don't like sneezes, but these niggas used to run out the room.
Yeah, run out the room. Yeah.
I mean,
now if you out and someone sneezes,
oh, you running out the room.
You gonna be moving,
knowing that there's some corona. Yeah,
we was in Dunkin' Donuts not too long ago, and this dude was in there. And we was like,
dog.
I was like, it's just not covering his mouth. I was like, oh, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
The worst thing,
like an old dog. Take him to the vet.
Bro, I don't understand how niggas walk around just hands free, sneezes and coughs and shit.
Hands free, like
hands free. Hands are free, nigga. They can literally cover their shit up.
The scariest place right now is the airplane. If I was you, I'd be stuck in L.A. I'm not going back for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm kind of nervous.
You gotta have a mask.
That airplane is real.
They don't clean that shit. They barely pick up garbage. Nigga.
I think recycled air.
You know they always say, give us a few minutes to go ahead and deplane and clean. I think they go in there. They look.
Okay, cool.
All right, y'all. Yeah, everybody start boring. All right, y'all. Everybody, water break. All right, we're going to take the break here.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
All right, back to this corona. What you got?
So it's not just that, right? It's not just the fact that, you know, people are saying that it comes from beer, but I'm not even going to hold you up. I completely forgot the point I was going to make.
That's fair.
Okay. That happens.
That's yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm going to be honest.
It's going to come back like tomorrow.
I'll be like, oh shit.
You know the new
Hey, let's re-record
the
podcast.
The new symptom of coronavirus is for
memory loss.
Or that this could be weed.
Do you feel that you are more exposed because you're bald?
How does that work? Get
I was so tempted.
I don't even know how to take this off.
Yeah,
you know.
Does it seep through
the
scalp?
I mean, maybe after I shave.
Your pores open.
Yeah, your pores are open and shit like that. So if somebody comes and sneeze on my head, I'll be like, fuck, nigga! What the fuck?
spot.
No, that's such a specific spot.
Nah, you gotta rub your head with cold water. That closes your pores. Oh, okay. You know, the hot water opens.
Watch
water
me still closed. Catch coronavirus.
Cam said, if I wash with cold water.
I'm kind of excited to be bald, to be honest.
Really?
You're
are you getting
like,
it?
I'm not, maybe not excited. No, not yet.
Oh, okay, okay.
Well, yeah, you got.
Is it in your
maybe
family?
Not excited. Yeah, my dad's bald.
Okay, okay.
But he told me a story of how he just like, he was loving the Jerry curls back in the
yeah,
day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then like people were loving curls. It, so he yeah. made him love it more. Right.
But you got, y'all have an older brother, right?
Yeah.
Is he bald?
Nah, hella hair. This nigga got braids.
Oh, yeah, you may be good. Good for a while.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I wouldn't say you're excited. I'm not afraid.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm accepting it with open
arms. I mean, the worst
you got to have a head for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we got big heads. Like, we got big heads, so it'd be all right.
I got small. I can't go bald.
You can, nigga.
You can't go bald.
Yo, the male weaves.
Yeah. Little male weaves.
Very impressive, I must say.
Yeah, no, they are. They're very impressive.
They look real. But I just can't do it, man. I've made fun of women so much for it over the years. If I do it.
You hypocrite.
I'd be shaming myself.
When you did it for Snap, it looked funny.
It did look funny. It was like College of Manual.
That shit was hilarious.
College of Manual.
It's a look, my man. I don't know.
It was way better.
Well, it was funny. Some girl was, with the day we were filming that and I had that on, we had to walk outside for a second. And I saw some girl looking, give me that whole shit. I'm like,
leave this costume on it.
All right, y'all like this fake shit, huh?
This is y'all want.
This is what you want, this fake shit? All right.
But what we got now? Oh, Candyman trailer.
Honestly, I don't really have anything on it outside. Did y'all see the trailer?
I did see the trailer.
Because it looked good.
Seen a piece?
You seen?
Yeah.
When have you seen the actual movie?
As a kid, yeah.
That scared me the most.
That did
Candyman
scare me.
And Chucky scared me the most.
Candyman
and
Chucky.
Oh, yeah. I had Chucky nightmares all the time.
Yeah.
And Jurassic Park.
I didn't like Tales from
Jurassic
the Crib
Park.
Either. Oh, yeah.
Which one? Which one?
The raptor
one? Anyone with a dinosaur. Niggas all the
first one. Anyone with a dinosaur.
Did you like Lambert? What was that, Lambert Before Time cartoon? Yeah. Were you scared of
that? Oh, that was my shit. No, that was a cartoon dinosaur.
But Jurassic Park, just because they were just eating niggas. They was
tearing up whips and shit.
Yeah, tearing up whips.
But I don't know if I ever went to sleep thinking, dinosaurs going to be coming.
Bro, I was scared. I love Jurassic Park. I was scared.
Nigga, I didn't know. I was scared of it until I had a nightmare, nigga. I'm like, shit.
Okay. Yeah, Tales from the Crib, I ain't fuck with
that
either.
Too.
I ain't fuck with Tales from the Crib.
The intro.
Just the intro.
My dad used to terrorize me. Like, hey, come look at this right quick. So I was come looking at TV. Then it was pop up. Oh.
What was he? Was he like a mummy? Or
was it a skeleton?
You know what? I think it was
non-binary.
Yeah, non-binary, because I don't know what
it was. Skeleton. Call me skeleton.
With no label.
That's what I consider myself.
With no label on Tales from the Crib. But Candyman, did y'all go in the bathroom and do it? Like, did people like?
No, I think my cousin grabbed me and did it one time, and I was screaming.
Oh yeah, scared.
Screaming.
The thing is, I don't believe in that shit, but I wouldn't do it.
I don't play with it.
I won't try.
I'm cool.
I don't believe in that shit, but I don't play with it.
In the trailer, they got five, like a couple girls in the mirror
the
saying
yeah.
it. Mm-hmm. And if I would have walked in that bathroom and saw that Candyman,
I'm out.
I would have just walked out. I would
because I know it's not real, but for some reason I don't want to do it.
I'm not gonna try. Like Bloody Mary shit.
Black people are scary, man.
Yeah,
we just scared.
It's like, I'm not superstitious, but I ain't stupid.
That's what I'm saying. We scary for good purposes. Like, we don't need to do certain shit. Like, we just, like, I don't need to be
it's
out in the
religion.
Jungle. Or it's because of religion.
It's because of religion.
No, it's because I'm just chilling.
Yeah, but something is scary, like spirits.
A little scary.
Yeah, like spirits and, like,
oh,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah.
Shit like that.
Did y'all see that cop?
Church.
That react that's going viral. He's like out on duty. I'm gonna find.
Oh, I just saw it like 5 minutes ago. That was
But the trailer though. First off, Jordan Peele's producer, right?
Producer.
Not
he's not. And that's
no, he's
been
a writer.
Big,
he's a writer.
Oh, he wrote it too.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
But the original writer.
But there's a female director on it.
Oh no. Okay.
Who's,
yeah. What's this video?
Not getting any.
This is black people in a nutshell.
All right, we're looking at a cop. He's look.
Hold on, turn that this way.
Duh. He heard a noise. What the fuck is that?
Oh, hell no.
I'm out of there.
Yeah, I'm out of there. I'm a cop. Nah.
I'm out of there.
Well, you know what it is? It's probably just a butt-naked homeless man.
It might
whatever.
Be. It might
and
be.
And it's scary.
But you nigga, that's the scariest shit
I'm
ever.
Trying to finish my shit.
First off, a butt-naked homeless man, that's scary, especially with the coronavirus going around. I don't know what he coming to bring me.
All you got to say, I got the corona. You know, I'll be running, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I would be running.
I'll be out of there.
If I'm a cop at night, the night shift, I need a partner. Because
yeah.
I'm not brave enough to be going in these
yeah,
houses.
I'm not going off in the woods. I'm not going on no home, no abandoned buildings.
I'm a day shift cop, nigga.
Yeah.
I got to see what's going on.
Yeah. Yeah. 9 to 5.
Put me in a school. One of those cops would be in the school.
Yeah. Like, I never had the urge to, like, there was, like, old buildings in my town, and kids would be like, like, yeah, we're going to go over to the old building and, you know, because we have heard stories of so-and-so. All right, we'll go over there. I'm not going to.
Sounds like a good reason not to go.
Yeah. Not going.
That's why I will stay away.
Yeah, I'm like, nah, dude. But I am excited to see that movie. I got to see it.
It looks interesting. It looks interesting. And, you know, I love his first movie. What's it called?
Get Out.
Oh, I'm about to say,
I fucking love it. What's it called? That coronavirus fucking is like.
Coronavirus got
that
me,
shit
y'all.
Tearing them brain cells apart.
Niggas eating up a potatoes last week. What y'all expect? It's gonna have effect on my brain, nigga. But I like that one, but I didn't like Us as much. You know what I mean?
I like Us.
Yeah, I like fire. Us better.
That's really? What. Yeah, I was like that too. I like Us.
I thought it was kind of corny, man. It was just like. But, you know.
I like how he's taking these songs and flipping them because he had Say My Name in the Candyman trailer. Mm-hmm.
I think that's getting a little wore out, too.
It's only been,
second time.
Exactly. And it's like, all right, you going to do this every time, man?
I mean, that's
but every time. I'm like, yeah, it kind of works.
It's kind of cool. Works. Like, it worked.
If it was your song, you wouldn't complain because it's going to go up. No stream.
Beyonce good. Like,
yeah, she don't need it.
Of course
I'm saying
complain.
The other members of the
Michelle.
Michelle happy as hell.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes.
She at home on the couch. Yes.
She had to convince Kelly and Beyonce, please. Let music, man. But it's going to ruin the song.
Ain't nobody worried about that shit. Matter
of fact, they probably came to her first. Yeah. Probably because they couldn't get in touch with Beyonce and Kelly. They were like,
she stabbed it. Yep,
you know, let's do this. They're like, all right. I'm going to try to get Beyonce on board. Hey, y'all, you know, this could really help us out. It'd be a paycheck for me.
Most importantly for me, I'm trying to do
no,
this.
But it'll also make you look good.
You know, she called first. You know, you can't call and just ask right away. You got to, like, how Blue doing?
Everybody good.
Hey, did you hear about Candyman? They wanted you to say my name.
That's the funniest thing somebody can do to you is call you and start talking about, hey, yo, Jay, how you been, man?
Just keep it real.
No, listen,
I hate that.
Listen,
hey,
Jay.
Wait, how the do-rag sales going?
Do-rag's going good? Hey, let me ask you, man, like, you think I can borrow some of your beard oil? Like
you don't like. You say you don't like that shit, right?
Yeah, no, because they know. You know what they doing.
Then why you do it, then, nigga? This nigga's the most doing that shit ass thing I've ever met in my
life.
The room is infamous.
No, I don't do that. This is what I do. Go ahead.
This nigga would be. We'd all be watching like TV in the room, watching the game or something. Watching the game, chilling. Here come this man, Rome. You know, he just come out of nowhere, and then he just come in the room, and he'll just kind of look at the TV, and you know, like standing up, and we all just sitting there, and he in front of us.
I feel like I've seen this before.
And then he'll be standing up. Oh, what y'all watching the game?
That's watching the game, right?
First of all. Oh, that's basketball. And look back at
the ball in
and we'll be that's like, crazy. Yeah. And then he like. Hey, I've been meaning to ask
you. No, this is what I really do. I'm be honest with you.
He'll always
this,
go.
No, this is what I used to do that. I used to do that.
He ain't do it as much now.
Yeah, this is what I do. Like,
he come and sit down.
Let's say you got like some candy I want, right? So I'll be like, I look at it and be like, yo, where you get that candy from? I start buttering. Yeah, no, let's. You be like, you want something? I'm like, no, I'm cool. Let me just try one. Like,
since you asked.
So basically, Rome's the Michelle of the group.
Yeah. you gotta butter her up, you know what I'm saying?
Michelle, man. Bro, it's like when kids are the worst at hinting at shit and trying to be slick. What's that? Is that good for kids?
Nah, it's not at all.
It's not good.
Nah, I gotta say, I'm 9 and up on here. You 7.
you can't let a kid have one thing because that's what they coming to you every time for.
No, what you can't do, you can't like pick up a kid, drop him again. Pick him, all right, one more again. Like they don't never. There's no end for kids.
Yeah, nah. We
they'll do it for 8 hours.
Nah. You want children?
Eventually.
Yeah.
I just want to dress them up and shit.
Little Richard.
Yeah, that's it.
Little Richard.
I just want to treat them like my parents treat me. Hey, come pass me that remote.
Yeah. Give me that remote.
I'm sitting here. It's right there. Pass me that remote.
Yeah, nah, but don't like, see, that's the lazy thing, man. We can't do that. We can't
pass
that shit down.
I was about to say, I feel
down,
like I
got
to undo all the
we
bullshit that
we got to, man.
Through.
Like,
I'm
going to
undo all the stuff I don't agree with, but you can come pass me that. My knees.
Why don't we treat kids like we just treat? They just people.
They are.
I wouldn't tell you, hey, wrong. Come to my go grab my remote.
Well, they people are good kids.
I do that wrong.
Yeah, he do that.
He does do that.
He do that.
But you don't like it when he's done it.
No.
Exactly. So why would you do that?
He does it in joking ways. No. He's a dickhead for it.
Yeah. Campbell
one day,
be like,
I went to the bathroom one day and he was going out to the car. So I went to the bathroom. And he was like, oh, yo, Rome, let me show you this. So I come out the bathroom. He was like, hey, lock the door. She's fucking asshole, though.
See you right there.
You right there, man.
Thank you.
I don't want nobody to come in. That's just funny, though.
All right, and this your boys. You heard his new song, Drake?
Yes, I did. He sent it to me first, actually.
Oh, okay. I feel you.
That's some bullshit. Listen, I know y'all did things, but goddamn.
A lot of people liked it, though. They were like, it's the old Drake. It's the nothing was the same Drake. That's why they fucking with it. I liked it, though.
I like both tracks. Did you get a listen to it?
Yes.
I like the Chicago one go off. That beat go off.
And then that flip with the M&Ms.
Yeah. Oh, that was my shit. That's what stood out to me. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was my shit. I remember breaking up with my girlfriend in high school, and I was blasting.
Oh,
that
Superman!
Song.
That's
my favorite Eminem song.
Bro, I was in the car like, you fucking Drake ass bitch.
That's hilarious.
First off, you don't know Jay. No, I don't play. Eyes, nigga.
Yeah. I'm doing $2, nigga, just in the school zone.
Shit. So basically, you think he's gearing up for his album? That's pretty much what's around.
He's been dropping a lot of music lately, like the one with Future Go Off.
Yeah.
And he don't miss.
Yeah,
he just don't be missing, man.
I don't know what it is. He's good. Everything just sounds. I just be trying not to be biased. I'm like, I like this.
I like it again.
Do it again. And he's like, yeah. Do it again.
He stunted on us the whole video. Like, he having private dinners, going to Jacob, getting watches, putting all the money in the safe at the end, and you still like him.
The reason why the Chicago one hit, too, is because in the song, he was like, you know, got to the city, hit some girls from the past. You know, the numbers ain't saved. Mm-hmm. He's like, one said that,
that
she
was
had,
very relatable.
One said she had a man. You be like, oh shit, all right. Hit another one. You know, it's
happy. Now look, this is what I thought about when I heard. I'm like, he need to marry that girl because Drake hit her up and she telling him, I got a man. It's like, we can't do this anymore. That's a loyal girl.
That's
a loyal girl.
But
maybe she don't really
gotta marry
her.
Huh? Then I'll make her
no, I'm saying the boyfriend should be very happy.
A lot of people these days is cheating. Especially if Drake hitting them. You know, he in the city.
I know you in the city.
Well, he's here.
They tell their boyfriend. The first they tell their boyfriend that they used to date Drake. It took him about 6 months to get over that. Now Drake's in town, and you know they sitting there. He see her phone light up. He's like, "Oh, what's going on?"
Who's D-Boy?
And he's like, "Who's D-Boy?"
Hey,
who's
D-Boy?
What do you do if your girl told you that before y'all start dating, and you see her phone, she in the bathroom, go up and say Drake?
You gotta just chill. You let it happen. Then you gotta wait till she come to you and she like, well, you know, Drake's in Chicago for the night. He got a show.
No. You don't hear that. She just be like, I'm gonna go out tonight. Who you going out with?
You know, niggas start stuttering.
Wait, who? With the girls?
A couple of friends gonna get together with girls.
Where y'all going?
Hold on, did she say something about Drake yet? Or you just saw
not
it?
Yet,
no,
not yet.
She said she dated Drake before y'all started dating.
Right.
So now you just chilling. She in the bathroom, phone maybe on the bed, it light off. You know, you look at it, say Drake.
You don't want to go through a phone, so you wait.
Just chill. And she said, I'm going to go out tonight.
Where you going? Where you going? And she like, well, they having like a little function.
If she sound like that.
They having a function downtown.
We going to go eat at Nobu.
Oh, yeah. Wow. How long you been eating there? Like,
who paying for this?
You know the portions are small. Like, they're not going to fill you up.
Who paying for this?
Okay, all right, look, well, listen, Drake's in town for one night. I mean, we just want to go out, have fun, and no!
It'll be funny if everything she said came from a Drake lyric. Like, I'm just going to Nobu today. You start thinking about everything, and like...
I'm more than just an option.
She'd be like, well, hey, it's just emotion. Hold on.
Hey.
But yeah, that's so relatable because you hit people and that message go green, especially if you got an iPhone. You be like,
you
block me.
You know why I don't fuck with people with Android? I can't send them voice messages.
Yeah,
I don't always feel like texting.
Yeah.
Yo, it strains my relationships when people switch over to Android.
Yeah, no, it's
like for real. I'm actually less inclined to talk.
We can't name our group chat because of Emmanuel.
Yeah, I have an Android.
Oh, shit, my bad.
I don't talk.
Shit, my bad.
Cool, it works for me. I don't talk to anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
It's fine.
That's true.
But the Drake songs, though, I do like those two.
Okay.
I thought they were really well done. I like the one with Future, too. He had more
That's Future. I mean, that's Future's song.
Oh, that's Future's song.
I think that's Future's song.
But he doesn't have...
No, I'm talking about. That's I'm not talking about the one they made the video had. With. I ain't talking about.
Oh, I was talking about that one.
I'm talking about the one they put out on SoundCloud. You didn't hear that?
I didn't hear him.
Oh, they,
Desire. It's called Desire.
Oh no, I didn't hear. No,
that shit go off.
I didn't hear that.
I don't feel too bad.
Oh yeah, no.
They dropped that. They dropped that like a week or 2 weeks ago.
Oh, he ain't CC.
And it's Drake's song.
I missed that. It's Drake and Future.
Okay. Oh, I really.
It's called Desire. That shit go off.
Oh, okay. I
gotta go listen.
Yeah, listen to that one.
I just, you know, like
I played after this.
I'm not the biggest Drake fan. I do appreciate what he does.
Get out.
And I 5 more minutes. I like, you know, I always say this. For me, Drake makes great music. He makes literally great music for the now, right? Yeah. Like when. Any day he could drop a hit song, mm-hmm. and it's just perfect for that day, mm-hmm. that time, that summer, whatever it may mm-hmm. be. There's always going to be to me a question mark on the classics, right? I don't know if I point to any and say, yeah, you know, the mixtape, his first mixtape, I guess it was, So Far Gone, was, you know, amazing, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what people count as albums or mixtape or now, but, you know, right now I just don't see. There's nothing that I ever go back and I'm like, yo, I want to listen to this whole album of Drake.
Go back and listen to Nothing Was the Same.
I did that shit yesterday.
Go to
really?
Nothing Was the Same. Nothing Was the Same. That was a great album.
Yeah, that one and So Far Gone.
Take Care, I think, is a classic.
Yeah. Those two are my
Pound Cake, I feel like a boss, nigga.
Yeah, man. Tuscan Leather, Nothing Was the Same. Go back and listen to
it. I fuck with it. I mean, I don't knock nobody who loves it, too. Like, if you have classics, won't be. But I do think he needs to stop with these gloves, though, right? Because, I mean, switch up
the gloves.
Because it just look a little just,
it was cold.
The gloves ain't even that cool, though.
That's all that gets cold on me, my hands and my ears.
I know it's cold.
we think about it safe.
But you remember a long
time. It's coronavirus out here. It's the best time to wear gloves.
But I'm saying, man.
You need to start with the gloves.
Didn't he have the thing where he was wearing, like, NFL or, like, wide receiver gloves for a long time. You remember he was trying to have his own brand of gloves and all that?
You think he gonna listen to someone who just did the potato diet?
Yeah, no, I'm ready, nigga. He was ready for like 20 seconds.
He was ready. He was looking at him.
That was below the belt.
Oh, my God.
That is hilarious. He was like, this is a nigga that eat potatoes? I ain't listening to you. What you talking about? But the funny thing is, Drake and his women problems is just so funny because, like, I think that's just what every song is surrounded by, is him and his problems with either women or his friends.
It's niggas I can relate.
No, for sure. It is, but it's just funny.
Very relatable.
It's just funny.
It's relatable to them niggas and the women.
Yeah. Do you feel like in Toronto or, do y'all get stuff like way earlier from Drake, or you feel like
nah,
for the same time shit? Okay,
he releases it at midnight.
Like, okay, gotcha.
Shit ain't 95 anymore. City ain't got the special drops. It's just internet.
Yeah, as we get it at the same time. As
gotcha. But let me ask you: what is he? Y'all Michael Jackson essentially? Is he the greatest artist to come out of Canada?
He's the only one to really bring attention to the city on the level that he did.
Because Justin Bieber came from Canada, but
some fucking little town.
But
it wasn't the same. Like Toronto. Yeah. Like I remember the first time, like just seeing elements of Toronto and like the mainstream and like the slang and shit like that. I'm like, damn, what the fuck?
Seen an artist was Cardinal Official.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first time.
And I didn't even know. I thought he was from Miami or something. Like, Miami. I
knew he was from Toronto.
A lot of Jamaican niggas in Miami.
Like, that's very true, but right. They don't talk like him.
I never heard him talk.
But he made a whole fucking wave that we even benefit off of.
Mm. Like Drake, right?
He brought a bunch of attention to Toronto, and then they're interested in our culture and shit that goes on in Toronto, how we sound, how we talk. And then we did T-Dot Goon Scrap.
Right.
And then like everyone's just into it because of all the attention he brought to the city. So
Just for that,
that
like I
feel too.
Thank you.
That's that whole scene.
Not just because of his talent, but because he has that city. Because I don't know if there's ever going to be a greater rapper or musician do that.
Yeah.
Like, and it's sustained for that long and be that, like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Is there another side in Toronto where, like, are there haters? Like, people are like,
haters.
So. Yeah. That's interesting.
A lot of street shit going on. And
what's the hating slang?
What do you mean?
Like, the hate and slang.
Is it a category?
Like, no, right. I'm saying, like, is there, because I know, I remember when I first heard Cheese Me.
Yeah, you cheese, cheese me, fam. You cheese me, fam.
Cheese me. What's that mean?
You got me very upset.
Oh, okay. I thought it was a whole,
that's how I felt when she put the cheese on my sandwich yesterday.
You cheese me,
I told the lady, don't put cheese on it. And I said, you got no cheese, right? She's like, yeah, I got it.
She cheese it up on you.
All kind of cheese on there.
Disrespect.
I get it. I get it.
Mad disrespect. You cheese me.
I was mad. You cheese me, dog. That's hilarious.
Speaking of Drake, Meek Mill. All right.
Speaking of Drake,
I didn't want to say nothing.
Our transitions game is bad today. What's happening? Like, we all over. Like,
speaking
we,
of Drake, Meek
every
Mill.
Time we stop, we like, oh.
Hey,
so,
you win
so
some.
You wanted to say something about the beer, right?
You win
speaking
some,
of baseball,
you lose
nigga.
Some.
Vacuums.
Speaking of baseball, nigga. Turtles. All right. Hey, it is what it is. That's what podcasts are for. Anyway, so Meek Mill said. That he is no longer a fan of twerking.
Look.
Hold on. Let me finish.
Look.
He said, I'm tired of seeing all that shit, LOL. Y'all burnt twerking out. Followed by a number of... So twerking is like a guy with big stacks of money hanging out his pocket so everybody can see, LOL. I tired of seeing all that shit, LOL. Y'all burnt twerking out. That's
look,
his whole tweet.
I don't really like the whole cancel culture, but if he come for twerking, we may have to cancel Meek Mill.
We might well, have
soon
to
as
cancel
I, I've never,
Meek
like,
Mill.
This made me think of what me and Cam was talking about the car the other day, but, like, I read it, and in my mind, the first thing I thought, like, I didn't want to cuss him out or nothing like that. First thing I thought was, shut up.
First things first.
Shut up. Because, just shut up, because, one, that's part of, you was going to say that during Black History Month? That was like a couple
yeah,
days
you
when you said
waited,
that.
You could have waited until March 1st.
It, you know, it, that's part of African culture. Like,
yeah.
Twerking ain't going, first off, it's not going nowhere. And I think Meg Thee Stallion had said something about, like, because she was on here twerking, she had said something about, you know.
She had to defend twerking?
Yeah, no, she was like, basically, I hate a see me ass dude. Basically saying he want attention, da da da. She didn't say his name, but I hate to see me ass dude like telling women what they can and cannot do, and da da da. All that aside, I just like looking at butt. Like, wow, I'm not, I don't want
bro,
that to go nowhere.
It was a new experience for me. Yeah, like, I'm just watching like it's like my first time. Like, oh shit!
It's every time it's a new experience. And I was just like, nah, Meek. Like, no, you losing.
We
on
don't
this.
Tell him to stop screaming on every track.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna stop that. Yeah, so why they gotta stop talking?
He need to hold up. Wait a minute.
Is that a dad joke?
All right. This man got a kid
hold
on the way.
Hold up, wait a minute.
He got a kid on the way with that joke. He said he need to hold up and wait a minute.
That was great, though.
It was great. Oh, it was great. Great pun.
Jesus Christ.
I think you just ended there.
All right, cool, yeah.
I got to say, though, Meek Mill, man, you just lame.
For saying that, yeah.
just lately for everything. I mean, not going. It started off with dissing Drake and then not going
well,
back at him. Then jail. You know, him going to jail was lame.
That's the best
and
thing
that
happened.
That's the best thing that happened.
Yeah,
to
but
him,
do you believe it? I mean, I don't know. It could
it
be. Brothers can change. But, you know, this whole, when I start seeing people take up black activism or whatever, as soon as I feel like, okay, this is your flip right now. This is your flip to the bag.
I mean, but
you
can't. But you know, you got.
And then
people,
you come
people
out,
change.
To, huh?
People change.
I don't believe. Nah, I don't.
You don't believe people change?
No, I believe some people change. I don't believe Meek Mill. I don't believe Meek Mill.
Because
he
said cancel twerking.
That's
yeah,
exactly
that's true.
I
yeah, that's
like that, what type of nigga come out and say that? You supposed to be for black rights right now? The first thing you do is cancel twerking.
That brings communities together. That brings. All the hey, yeah, that's
we need that. We need more.
There's nothing that'll bring a barbershop together more than hey, look at this.
Check this out. Look what you're doing. Those the pants.
Let's bring cool, a barbershop together.
Hey, look at this real quick.
Twerking is still evolving. Nigga. It's time to.
It is
because they doing new things. They doing new one leg thing. Stuff. They doing
after the girl just fell from yeah. the ceiling
you
and bust her ass.
Like
you gonna say at a time like this?
Come on, man.
At a time like
so
this.
Look,
at a time
like this. If this is the case. I don't need to see him at any strip clubs for
no.
the rest of the year.
No.
He better not go to a strip
he better
club
not be
the rest
of
the
year.
Nigga fucking healing toe.
That's what I'm saying. He better but, not.
Oh, yeah, he can't go in there. Yeah,
we hold him accountable.
Oh, yeah, man. He want to say stuff like that, he better.
Y'all remember the first time y'all saw encountered twerking?
Let me think about it. The, like, first like time legit was middle twerking.
School. Middle school, for sure.
For me, it was the twerk team. Y'all remember the twerk team?
Hell yeah, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Betty Butt.
It was I remember it was at my babysitter house. I was like three, four. When I was seeing all those Miami bass music videos, like Uncle Luke and all that. Yeah, I was
okay,
mesmerized.
Yeah, you was in Miami too. Tootsie
Roll, I'm just seeing. I didn't know it was called twerking. I just seen a bunch of ass shaking.
Yeah, that's probably around that. Yeah, I can say that.
I'm trying to think.
Yeah, but the real twerking is what I seen.
Uncut. That's what ruined Uncut.
Uncut really
tip
was.
Tip drill ruined Uncut. Damn, that's what got him canceled. Drill,
like, yo. Got him canceled. It was a lot of butt on Uncut.
Is that the one where he slide the credit card down?
That's the scene that got it canceled.
Yeah. That was a specific scene?
Yeah, that was. If I didn't cut that out,
he would have been fine.
It was Nelly. Probably. He slid a credit card down at us.
That was the uproar. They were like, they're sliding credit cards down ass.
Yeah, like,
it's so funny how that is nothing compared to what we have now.
Oh, it is nothing. They have OnlyFans.
I could put that on IG. A girl.
That movement, that OnlyFans movement is crazy.
It is. It is wild. Wild, wild.
Tell me about it.
You subscribe or something? You subscribe.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, it's an epidemic. Like, you see, like, you can click on profiles.
Saying that because you see a bunch of girls you know that are doing that?
Yeah.
You follow are doing that?
Huh?
A bunch of girls you follow?
No,
are doing
I know personally.
That?
I know personally. Yeah.
Like,
I
have their number.
I know, like,
I
two personally, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then, but then I just, you click on a random profile at the top, you'll see, subscribe to my OnlyFans. Like, it's going off.
They making cheese.
Off.
They making.
Yeah, they make it.
My homegirl traveling the world right now.
They make
all
bread.
OnlyFans?
Yeah, she out of the country.
My homegirl told me a girl was making $20,000 a month.
That's a
and not all of them even getting naked like that.
They only get naked.
Not all of them doing like whole sexual acts.
Just a little bit of sexual.
You should go on OnlyFans.com.
OnlyFans, right.
Next thing you gonna see Jay on there subscribe to my OnlyFans. He gonna be on there combing his beard.
Guys can never. Nobody wants to see us. Women ain't paying for us.
Yeah, no, they not paying for us at all.
They ain't paying for dudes.
Shit. Yeah.
But you know what's funny?
Nobody wants to see you eat potatoes.
What's the reason? Why?
I bet you I get some Asian people looking at me eat potatoes.
I mean,
that's a fetish. You know that?
Yeah,
potato eating.
Yeah, no. it's like just eating food or something.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the whole thing.
Yeah, but
I never understood it.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna.
Joke. But what?
Someone want to watch me? Pay me to watch me eat.
What is the mesmerizing thing about twerk? Like let's play devil's advocate. Like. Why haven't we got tired of it?
One, I'm a button man.
Okay.
So I just like butts.
For sure. I got you.
And then this.
That's it.
No, for sure. Yeah.
Well, each ass is attached to a different person.
That's what it is. Like, it's not the ass, it's the package.
It's the package.
Wow. It's the package.
It's so like you see,
it's like
so
if
like,
you got a meal, you dress it up nice, you're like, all right, you know what? It's different. I mean, I know it's the same meal, but you put the green beans on this side.
But it's also different because butts are different, the size are different, whole package is different.
That's true.
So you're always looking forward to, ooh, but I get to open up now.
Yeah, because every time I see a butt, I say, what personality is attached to this?
Exactly. That's the main thing. That's my first thought.
What personality?
Not me. Every time I see it, I just archive it. Because I want to be out here you can see who like it and stuff. You don't need to see me.
Men's archives
niggas brain
around
is working
the world
on
are
Windows
disgusting.
95.
Yeah, the archives on IG are disgusting. I know. For a lot of men.
But nah, I'm good. I got a bunch of jokes and shit.
Okay. Oh, I got a bunch of motivation.
Oh, like, yeah,
stuff.
Of, yeah.
I got to categorize too, but it's butt in there.
I'm
not going to lie.
What's the butt percentage you'd say?
It's low. Yeah, like 10%.
10%.
It took me a minute to get rid of all of mine.
I unfollowed a lot of women, so I'm not. So I don't get desensitized.
At the top of the year, I opened up my archive. I was like, I ain't been in here in a while. Whoa. I'm not going to lie. I spent about an hour and a half looking and deleting at the same time. It was a phenomenal trip.
Well, I see what I see.
It was a great trip.
Right.
But I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get out of here.
You left three of them in there, at least.
No, I don't have no more.
Zero.
Yeah. But I'm going to start. I think I'm going to re-archive. You know, it's a new year.
You got to start fresh. You got to get a clean slate. I feel that.
You know, things are different. People are.
I feel
you
that.
Showed me something the other day. I was like, I need archive.
Because you can't like too many because it messes up your algorithm. But I don't know if you archive.
The wildest place is Twitter right now.
Yo, Twitter. as soon as you open up, pussy, dick, like it just like it yell at you.
Bro,
as soon as you open up,
it's like you see a baby giraffe, and you see like a video about a vacuum or some shit, and boom, sex. Just boom. You can't be on
baby giraffe vacuum.
I told them I seen someone.
That's the title, baby giraffe vacuum.
I seen
boom
someone
sex.
Get murdered boom on sex. There. I didn't know this was about the. I'm just looking at a video, and all of a sudden, someone come around the corner and shoot buddy in the head. I'm
I didn't want to see this. Like it's wild. Like you don't ask for it on Twitter. You just get on there, like you said, you just looking at stuff, and then somebody retweets something, but like this is what I need tonight, and it just be a bunch of people gangbanging or something. I'm like, what is going on?
Has which
but you watch it?
Has TikTok become like that at all?
No, I haven't been on there like
that's
that,
what they need. Fucking, they need fucking
on
that's,
TikTok.
That drives more people to your site. Anytime these things had fucking on there. It went up.
You gotta make Vine. Vine did.
You gotta make it called a TikTok.
TikTok.
All right. Get so this guy we gonna go to the last topic. We gonna go to the last topic. So Congress this week just made it illegal and passed the act to stop lynching.
Wait,
it made it a federal crime just now. I'm like, so well, I thought, we was just walking around lynchable and no one was gonna get charged for it.
We
I didn't know that was a term. First off,
it is 20. We in the future, like in Back to the Future.
Yeah,
we're past the time they went into the future too.
Yeah,
and you telling me
they just passed it?
They just like, passed
it. Here's the four people were against it when they were voting for it.
Come on, man.
I'm like, what do you have against?
Bro, who are these?
Like, who are you?
And what is their address, nigga? I'm down to lynch.
You know how much time it takes to lynch somebody?
What?
Obviously, you got to be racist to be against it. Cause what are you against?
Like, you know, maybe.
What is there to be against? I could not think of one thing outside not being racist, like to be against that.
Like it take a long time.
Can you imagine that guy just saying, sometimes I just feel like a nigga might need to be lynched.
Well, that's racist. I'm saying, ignorant. That's racist. But say if you weren't racist, what's the one thing that you could say you'd be opposed to passing a lynching act?
I don't want to waste ropes.
You're a rope
addict. That'd be against.
That's more of an environmental thing.
Yeah, but that'll be.
Yeah, that'll be pro.
Yeah,
yeah, that'll be pro.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't want to waste the electricity for the electric
outside
chair. Electric chair.
Okay.
No.
Now you got the right
idea. Lynching.
I don't want to waste electricity on electric chair.
So
I'd rather hang you.
Okay, that's.
Well, they don't even do electric chair no more. They do lethal injection.
I don't want to waste medical. I need medical people to concentrate on coronavirus right now. We can use these ropes right here for $1.99 and hang motherfuckers.
Honestly, somebody who's against that, first of all, you fucking idiot. Second, like, it take a long time to hang clothes.
That's just a lot. It's a lot of manpower.
I can stay at my grandma's house.
You know what I'm saying? So you want me to put a full person up there? That's a lot, man. That's a lot.
Interesting people in power, man.
But that's just wild that just happened. Like honestly, that's wild. That just blew my mind.
Yeah, you would have.
That really blew my mind.
You would have at least thought maybe they would have got that done in like '98.
right before Juvenile dropped back.
Yeah, right before
the 992 guys.
Right before Meek Mill looked at it and said, I don't know about that.
I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
That was just wild to me.
Yeah,
dog.
No, that's strange.
That's crazy.
That's really strange.
To me.
All right, y'all. Real quick, what you got going on? Like,
man. We're a year in with our podcast.
Yes.
Y'all been talking about
podcast.
I didn't understand it.
It's funny.
Doing it. I'm like,
that's funny. Them clips, too. It's funny.
Audience loving it.
Yeah.
Nice.
You got to be hardcore fans to sit there and watch this fucking.
Yeah,
they probably for an hour.
In my mind, I'm like, do they really be sitting there watching? But
people do, man. Like people honestly will spend 3 hours watching a podcast if you're if they into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it'd be 2 hours. It's too short.
Like, right, right.
I got other shit to do.
I'm an avid subscriber to y'all vlogs. I was watching a new one. I didn't get to finish before I came, but them
great.
Oh yeah,
vlogs great.
All that. I'm trying to get back in the game with all these sketches and shit.
Yeah. Plug yourself, B. What's up? The podcast.
Podcast is Random Order Show.
Yeah.
YouTube channel, youtube.com/4YE comedy. 4YE vlogs.
They got merch. You see that
merch and stuff.
All that.
Yeah, got new rags for the creator.
Twitter, IG, all that.
Jay Richards, J-E Richards.
There you go.
What's your brother up to? He chilling?
He over there in Toronto.
Living life.
Toronto.
So when you want to move?
Hanging out with Vince Carter.
So y'all want
to
make a move?
This year.
This year?
It's just, I feel like like honestly, the whole Drake wave and the Toronto wave was like something I felt like we had to be there for.
Yeah,
definitely benefited off of that.
Nice.
But I feel like now's the time to. I feel like I'm ready. I feel like everything's
right.
I've done everything I can in Toronto. I feel like.
Come on, man. Right.
One of the greatest times of my life is when we first came to Toronto in 2015. And we was riding in the car, and your brother was talking about excuses leave girls' houses. He was like, yeah, I just tell her like that, you know, I gotta. My dad called. He said, I got to pick up some peanut butter. No. That shit was so funny.
Bro, it's just so absurd. You got to believe it. Like, you can't fight that.
Because you're like, damn, his dad must be real strict. Like, he got to leave to go get peanut butter.
Especially if you said the way you said it. Yeah. I gotta leave. My dad want me to go.
And he getting ready
butter.
As he's saying that. Yeah, my dad. Yeah.
Like him and his dad must really have this peanut butter relationship. <Right.
laughs> And you gotta get out my house.
Yeah. That was a fun trip. It was cold, but that was a fun trip.
Yeah, we gotta come back. Gotta come back.
All right, y'all. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Comedy Trap House. Remember to subscribe to everything. Subscribe to For Y'all and For Y'all Entertainment. Subscribe to the IG. Did you plug your IG?
Yeah, Jay Richards.
Okay, cool. All right, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah.
Peace.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly. Which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.